If you turn around and move towards the wall on the opposite side of the room, which extends beneath the steps, you will see an image with a colorful array of foliage and berries entitled Kiowa Plants. One of the interesting things about this exhibition is that it encouraged the artist to learn about the history of the five Native American tribes to which the prisoners belonged. And many artists created works in response to details of that history that held personal resonance. While doing research for this work, Melissa Bob, the artist, became interested in plants that were used in Kiowa medicinal practices. Here we see some of those plants, represented and arranged in a pattern that Bob thought would be familiar looking to contemporary viewers. They look like the prints on Hawaiian shirts. While the Native Americans were at the fort, Pratt wanted them to adopt capitalism, and to accomplish this, he made them learn math and gave them ledger books to keep track of their finances. He then encouraged them to make and sell items, mostly traditional art objects from their cultures, to white tourists who would visit St. Augustine. This artist hoped to draw the comparison between the commodification and commercialization of the Native American prisoners' culture that took place at the fort and the commodification and commercialization of other indigenous cultures, such as Native Hawaiian cultures, that occurs today. She further emphasizes this idea by setting her drawing on a background of graph paper used to keep track of finances or perform arithmetic computations. Her style, with its distinct outlines and bright colors, also seems to recall the style of the ledger drawings.